A Manhattan jury has found Daniel Penny not guilty of criminally negligent homicide. Penny is a 26-year-old Marine veteran who used a deadly chokehold on an unhoused man on a New York City subway last year. The verdict in this case drew protests and intense reaction inside the courtroom. Reporter Charles Lane of member station WNYC was in the court. Hi there.
Good afternoon.
Tell us what happened on that subway car last year.
So Jordan Neely was a Michael Jackson impersonator. He boarded the train and he starts yelling that he's hungry and thirsty, ready to die or go to jail. That's according to witnesses. Neely experienced mental illness and he had been living in and out of shelters. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia. He had been hospitalized multiple times. He also used synthetic marijuana. And so Daniel Penny takes him down and holds him in a chokehold for about 6 minutes. Prosecutors say that while Penny's intent was laudable at first, he went, quote, way too far and held tightly for too long. On the other side, defense said that Penny was acting to protect not just himself, but others, and that people on the train were terrified.
And he was originally charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. The jury spent several days deliberating. Last week, they told the judge they couldn't reach a verdict. Why were they having such a hard time?
Well, the question that they seemed to wrestle with most was, and they actually sent this to the judge in a note, was, quote, what does a reasonable person mean? Meaning, like, would a reasonable person have done what Penny did in those same circumstances? When the jury was deadlocked, the judge dismissed the more serious manslaughter charge, leaving just the criminally negligent homicide charge to consider, and ultimately they found Penny not guilty.
And what was the reaction in the courtroom when the verdict was read?
Yeah. After the jury announced the verdict, the courtroom just burst into commotion. At first, there was applause, but then Neely's father, Andre Zachary, turned around and yelled obscenities at the person behind him. His lawyers tried to subdue him, but then the judge ejected him from the courtroom. Soon after that, more shouting broke out as people upset at the verdict began calling the country racist. Neely was black and Penny is white. After court, Dante Mills, who's the lawyer for Neely's family, he said that they were let down by the justice system.
We're devastated, upset, angry, hurt. Over and over again, we keep coming to the system, asking the system to let us know that our lives have value.
The family of Jordan Neely has filed a civil lawsuit against Penny, alleging negligence over his death.
This case prompted a debate on a range of issues. Can you talk more about the broader issues that this raised?
Yeah, people felt a lot of empathy for Neely, who obviously had his struggles, but they also saw Penny as someone who tried to intervene in a situation where people were genuinely afraid. Even before the verdict was read, protests outside the courthouse could be heard. The chanting, we could hear it all the way up on the 13th floor, and they were calling for justice for Neely. On the other side, some conservatives hailed the verdict as a win. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said on social media that the jury deserves credit for doing the right thing. And many people in New York City are feeling a real lack of safety, especially on the subway. Felony assaults and petty thefts are up.
All right. That's Charles Lane of member station WNYC. Thank you.
Thank you.